loved it, guys. I hope you guys did. It was so interesting, each thing you guys had to say. It was great. I was curious about educating even younger children. You were talking about educating practitioners, and I was thinking, well, maybe start when they're really little.
You should.
Teach them that the soda's not good, you know.
That part, yeah, but I was talking about the collaboration.
Oh, right.
What does the Catholic Church say? Give me a child until they're 12 and they're mine for life.
There you go.
You know, I mean, so,
I'll teach them the catechisms. And then
You can't start when someone's 30, 40 years. They've already made up their mind about a lot of things, but you start when they're 3 years old. We could.
I say that sometimes about my students, when where it's like, I'm supposed to change their whole way of thinking in a semester. Yeah. You know, that's really difficult.
Yeah.
And aren't there smartphone apps now for cardiovascular patients?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So they can say, when I took my meds, and they're monitoring every heartbeat, the pace, and whether something happens at night.
Heart disease is probably 90%
preventable. And diabetes,
hypertension. It's preventable.
But we're not a preventative culture.
90%. Right.
And we never think long-term. We are short-term in the moment. That is who we are.
American society is an individual's culture as well. So that's the other thing, is that that is our cultural milieu. And so we have to learn to figure that out.
And I'm always trying to make this balance. I ate dessert last night. I got to run 5 minutes longer today. I don't think that's the right calculus.
Yeah.
But, you know,
sure,
I'm trying.
But at least you're running.
I'm trying.
I was telling them before you came in that my mother's biggest issue when her electricity was out was how was she going to charge her Fitbit and her Kindle. You know, it wasn't charged. You know, she couldn't keep it charged. And so if an 85-year-old can make those changes.
Yeah.
We just need to.
It's sugary drinks that I think are the biggest roadblock. Some people just they live for their sugary drinks.
Didn't something just happen with Pepsi? They've agreed by certain.
Yeah, by 2022.
22, right? They'll reduce sugar. Like, it's like ridiculous.
10%, it's not very much. It wasn't a big, big thing.
So,
right.
No,
it's
we could change a lot of things if we just would.
Like the local restaurants don't make sweet tea.
But yeah, the problem is that if you look in lower SES environments, there's more alcohol stores, there's less grocery stores,
more
fast food, and there's less parks. We have research to document that. So it comes as no surprise that this happens.
Well, even our collard sandwiches, which are theoretically relatively healthy, are drowned in bacon fat.
Right?
You know?
Is there something wrong with that?
No, probably not.
So we Institute of Medicine had a meeting 2 weeks ago up in Raleigh, and the keynote speaker was a member of the Federal Reserve Board.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a member of the Federal Reserve giving a keynote speech to a bunch of healthcare providers.
It was last Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go because of class.
How does that? So his point was how does economic development drive healthcare? And he had data showing that from one exit ramp off of a freeway to the next, you could have as much as a 4 to 5 year difference in lifespan.
Yep.
Wow.
These folks have parks, they have good food, they have good schools, and you go up the road about 3 miles
and they don't.
And you could see the difference. And so what his point being is that as you're developing your cities, as we're doing things, we need to think about driving healthcare.
And I've seen it where I live at all the farmers markets, they accept the SNAP EBT cards. And we were so thrilled to see that at the farmers markets, right?
You could buy some fresh vegetables.
You can buy fresh vegetables, and they're all ridiculously reasonably priced. And you're supporting local farmers and health, so it's great. But you don't see that everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, but here in Robson County, the farmer next door to you who has a garden, he can't accept it.
Right.
But it's just so, you know, we don't have a way of doing that, of distributing that.
Well, good job, man.
Let's get a picture.
Good idea.
Yep.